From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council addressed the fighting in South Sudan that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The United Nations is urging calm. The UN mission is mobilizing peacekeepers to protect civilians. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to do everything within their power to de-escalate hostilities. The UN Security Council condemned days of violence. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. U.S. President Barack Obama has visited Spain, praising America's bond of friendship with that country.
My trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. Mr. Obama also met in Madrid with leftist leaders and with Spain's King Felipe. The British think tank IHS said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. This is VOA News.